Holly Bales Hall and her family had a tradition of kicking off the holiday season the Friday after Thanksgiving by attending the Christmas with the Pops concert. First, the concert at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Then they would brave the cold to watch the lighting of the square.
It was Bloomington. You know, it was the quintessential Bloomington activity to do.
This year, she received a gift certificate to the Buskirk Chumley.
And I was like, oh, I need to get ticket. I need to go see something at the Buskirk Chumley. And I was like, oh, we could go to the Pops. No, we can't. They didn't have the Pops.
There was no announcement canceling the concert, and the musicians weren't notified. I know this because, in the spirit of full disclosure, I've played oboe in the Pops in the past and was waiting for the call again this year. So what's going on?
Yeah, I'm John Winninger. I was currently, that's a bad way to put it. I was currently, no.
That wasn't really a slip on his part. Until a few days ago, organizers hadn't officially decided to start referring to the orchestra in the past tense. But when I spoke with Winninger, he saw the writing on the wall.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid the Pops might be in its swan song, if you will, or it's not looking healthy. Let's put it that way.
For our purposes, we'll say he is a member of the board of directors and the head of the cello section. The Bloomington Pops was started by John Canfield in the mid-1990s. At its height, the group performed 6 concerts annually, 4 of which took place at the IU Auditorium. But the Pops has experienced a slow decline over its almost 20-year history, with only 2 events remaining on its schedule, the picnic with the Pops for July 4th and the 2 holiday concerts on Black Friday. Winninger cites a decline of corporate support as one of several reasons organizers are dissolving the group. The holiday concerts, for instance, cost upwards of $18,000 to put on.
You're talking about a stipend for the conductor. You're talking about a rental of music. That gets up to $3,000, $4,000 just for the rental. You're talking between $9,000 and $10,000 in wages for the musicians.
Of course, as a professional musician, that's part of my livelihood. So all of these gigs and jobs that I play are a source of income to me.
Julie Ensinger has been concertmaster of the Pops since 1996. She plays 6 to 8 holiday concerts with various groups in the area, which is another factor against the Pops. South Central Indiana is rife with musical organizations, so as competition for audiences increased, attendance at the Pops concerts dwindled. But at the heart of the matter is the group's mission. Conductor Chris Ludva wondered if there is still a relevant place for the Pops in Bloomington's cultural scene.
I think we struggled within the organization to answer that question.
He cited the Picnic with the Pops, an event originally intended as the orchestra's annual fundraiser. As the Pops concert season eroded, the Picnic became more and more of a financial burden, and Ludva said it didn't serve the orchestra's artistic mission.
You know, it was more like a picnic that happened to have a concert attached to it instead of, hey, we're putting on this great Pops concert and you can bring a picnic and enjoy it. It just, that whole model kind of shifted over time and I think we struggled with that.
It was with heavy hearts that the board members decided in early summer to cancel this year's Picnic with the Pops. The decision to nix the holiday concerts followed shortly thereafter. The process of formally dissolving the Bloomington Pops is currently underway, and then the group will officially be referred to in the past tense. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.